Going forward with a famous musical is generally a matter of copying. After all, if you're going to put on Annie or Nonsense, you aren't going to change things. Just try to do a crowd-pleasing show as well as you can. But that's not the case with Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill's The Three Penny Opera. That heavy hound of a musical emerged from the manic theater world of 1928 Berlin. It was an antidote and a punch toward the frivolity and volatility of the times. Three Penny wasn't out to entertain you. It wanted to run you over, get you to agree, or at least pay attention to its social and political outlook. It was meant to be a game-changer. Brecht was developing his Marxist views, his hatred of capitalism, his idea, as he once said, that first comes a full stomach, then comes ethics. He and Weill wanted no part of make-believe theater. Let the audience know they are seeing a play only, they said. Let them see a stage as a stage, know that they are not to suspend disbelief, but listen to a lecture, a point of view. All of which means that Three Penny is a bear of a show to produce. I've never seen a really satisfactory version. The music is always fine, the production disappointing. The pop star Sting, for instance, was atrociously bad in a 1989 New York revival. At the Wilbury, director Josh Short is using the old theater on Broad Street well. His Three Penny moves all over the house, surprises you at times. But the truth is that this is a production that can only be called a good try. The large cast and a six-piece orchestra work hard. They clearly understand that this is a show where they are to get the audience to believe in a point of view. You remember, perhaps, that the play centered around MacHeath, also known as Mac the Knife, a super criminal who makes the case that you gotta do what you gotta do to survive in this often heartless world. He's played by David Tessier with precision and black-eyed anger. Christine Dickinson is a pretty Polly Peachum, Mac's wife, and near savior. She sings well, but her diction needs improving. Tom Glado, Phyllis Lynn, Karen Carpenter, Katie Travers all give their best. But as so often happens, the Three Penny Opera proves overlong, overdidactic, and just plain too much to allow a winning production. Bertolt Brecht once said, "Art is not a mirror held up to reality, but a hammer with which to shape it." That shaping can be a very difficult task.